Health does not evolve by knocking the practitioner. Health does not evolve by knocking the practitioner. It becomes a habit of people who are seeking practitioners' health, practitioners' training to be helpful to them in improving their health, to have them say, well, if you're so good, why are you experiencing a cold, or why are you experiencing anything? And when the person seeking a practitioner's help recognizes the practitioner as less than perfect, he's really not benefiting from what it's done. A scientist who makes a mistake, let's say a mathematician, he makes a mistake while he's doing his calculations, and it throws his whole calculations off. Now, he's not an idiot mathematician, but he has made a mistake. So what does he do to correct the mistake? How does he correct the mistake? Well, he works on it, and he works on it. He's no less a mathematician because he makes a mistake. He's no less a mathematician because he made an error in his calculations. But he is not a very wise mathematician if he does not learn by his mistake. And by learn, I say to strike the wrong note on the piano, and you hear that it is the wrong note, you strike the right note so that you can hear the right note and know the right note. But of course, you knew the wrong note when you struck the wrong note and you heard the wrong note, and that's why you learned to play the right note. And so it is with mathematicians. So it is with practitioners. Practitioners work with every type of person on every type of circumstance. And the practitioner's primary statement is a single statement: all is in divine order. Now, all is in divine order could mean everything from physics to mathematics to piano to family affairs to relationships to everything under the sun. When you say all is in divine order, you are including everything. Now, you may have a predominant thought or a predominant problem in your mind that you want to work on when you go to a practitioner, and the practitioner does not want to know what that is. The practitioner only wants to know that you are there to work with him or her and speak your word for the wholeness that you are, for divine order that you would like to recognize and realize and visualize and experience. Now, if you in any way berate the practitioner, if you berate the mathematician, if you berate anyone who is good in their field, and then you say to them that they have made a mistake and that they have made some foolish error, what are you doing? You are paying attention to the problem and not to the solution. For surely when a mathematician makes a mistake on a problem, he's not being concerned about the solution of himself and many other areas. He's just concerned about that particular problem, and he says all is in divine order. He knows that his thinking somewhere got out of order, got out of sync. And because his thinking did not follow true to the program of mathematics, he made a mathematical error. You and I, because our thinking does not remain true to wholeness, does not remain true to harmony and peace and love and abundance and every other wonderful factor of life, when our attitude does not remain true to that, knowing that all is in divine order, then we get out of awareness of the divine order. The divine order is always there. The perfection is always there. The wholeness is always there. The divinity and the reality of all that is always there. Now, what is left for us to do? What is left for us to do is to recognize that we put a cause in motion, and in putting that cause in motion, we know what it is that is to be done. We know how it is to be done. We just say, all is in divine order. We do not have to strike the right note as we do in piano. We do not have to know the truth. We do not have to know any. All we choose and want to do is to say all is in divine order. And when we say all is in divine order, then truly that is just the case that is. All is in divine order. All is beautiful, all is wonderful, all is magnificent right now. Now, the difficulty is that we look so much at the problem. We look so much at the circumstances that have brought us to the practitioner. And as we look at these circumstances, we see them reflected all around us. We see them reflected in our car. We see them reflected in our health personally. We see them reflected in our family. We see them reflected in the practitioner. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. So, in effect, we are saying to the teacher is imperfect. The teacher cannot teach us anything because the teacher hasn't learned everything themselves and is not practicing everything themselves. What a sad way for life to be for anybody. What a sad condition for any of us to know about any experience in our world. What a sad, sad way to have life be. But yet, that's the way it is. That's the way it is. When we allow ourselves to look at conditions, we look at circumstances, we look at the outpicturing, and we do not continually hold true to the realization that all is in divine order now, and all is in divine order at all times. We have no right to ever look at another person and say they are imperfect, because that person is a reflection of us. They are our mirror. They are shining forth to us what we are. And so when we see our practitioner less than perfect, we are seeing ourselves 100% more less than perfect. Because we have not cleaned up our own mirror. We haven't polished our own mirror to make sure that what we see, that reflection of ourself that we see, we want to make sure that it is, A, number one, that it is perfect, that it is as clear and wonderful as it can be. But the choice is always ours. Are we willing to work on these things? Are we willing to recognize these things? Are we willing to be responsible for our thought? Are we willing to be responsible for every attitude we have about anything that goes on in life? Or are we just going to blame our family heritage? Are we going to blame our genes and chromosomes? Are we going to blame the doctors? Are we going to blame the lawyers and the merchants and the chiefs? Are we going to blame our teachers for not giving us an adequate education? Are we going to blame ourselves for not being good students? There's nothing to blame. So long as we look to place blame anywhere, we are not making the statement, all is in divine order. For when we say all is in divine order, there is nothing to be out of order. There is nothing to be changed. There is nothing to be improved. There is nothing to be in any way brought forth in a more magnificent manner. Working with a practitioner and feeling that our health does not evolve by knocking the practitioner, because it truly does not. Our knowledge in school does not result from knocking the teacher. Our success in our bodies and our affairs does not come from knocking the genes and chromosomes, the DNA of our parents. Anytime we want to belittle anything for an experience that we're having, we are exacerbating that experience. We're building on that experience. It's growing, growing, growing. But when we say all is in divine order, regardless of what the conditions are in our life, regardless of what the circumstances are in our life, regardless who and what we are experiencing, when we can say all is in divine order, we are making a statement of truth that is so valid, so wonderful, so magnificent, that it just cannot be said too often. It cannot be said and been thought about too often. All is in divine order. And that is all that there is to it, is putting the right cause in motion and not being bothered by how we appear not to know what is going on, how we appear to be ignorant, how we appear to be unintelligent. And what a foolish thing that is, because that gets us nowhere, accomplishes nothing for us, and we are not the winner. So say today with yourself, say today with all that is, all is in divine order now. All is absolutely perfect. All is beautiful. All is fulfilled. All is in divine order now. And never again belittle the teacher, belittle the practitioner, belittle anyone in our world for something that we are accomplishing less than we thought we would, for it is our choice. Have a wonderful day, and remember, health does not evolve by knocking the practitioner. It never does, never will. But claim all is in divine order right now. All is in divine order right now, and know that it is done. And it is.